Chicago's doable in the day. So, in fact, when I used to live in Nova Scotia, when the Sadies would play Chicago, I'd fly from Halifax in the morning, get to Toronto, have lunch, still get in the car, drive to Chicago, play a show, and even on a couple occasions, then drive to another city. It's fun to wake up in Nova Scotia, have my coffee on the ocean, on the beach, and then have lunch in Toronto, then dinner in Chicago, and then fall asleep in Milwaukee.
Oh, the life of Paul O'Coin.
You're like James Bond.
So have you got your road snacks all together?
I haven't. I've done a terrible job. Due to my high work volume, I'm making up for everything at the last second, trying to make secure amps and whatnot, waiting for the van. You know what? It will all be fine.
I was just saying that by the time we hit 200, that'll probably be 9 appearances.
Yeah.
I like the sounds of that.
You're on your way to the top.
That's what I like to hear. You know what? I judge my way to the top based on Let's Get Baked appearances. In fact, I have a little chart in my living room. I'm just making the star right now to put up after, you know, as soon as I hang up the phone. The thing is, you guys give me incentive time after time to come back over and over.
Bribery.
Excellent. Thank you as always, and happy 100th.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
We'll see you in the kitchen.
Perfect.
All right, thanks, Paul O'Coin. Good luck in Chicago. It's the Windy City. Well, let's get into this cake. It looks delicious, and I can't wait anymore. All right, who wants first slice?
Oh, I'll go for it.
Okay, Matt, here you go. Coming right up.
Throw it over.
Whoa, this is delicious. What did you guys put in this thing?
Tons of maple syrup, as usual.
Wow, it sure is delicious. You know, it's really been great hanging out with you guys over these past 100 episodes, making some food, making some friends.
I gotta say, it's definitely been great.
Yeah, it's been real.
You know, this cake is awesome. I think I'm gonna have a second slice.
I'm already on my third.
You know, while we chow this down, we should put on a triumphant tune, something really epic that sort of signals our entry into 101 to 200.
Oh, wait just one second, guys. We just got an email from our friend Andrew Watt, and it looks like he's got a special 100th episode song all laid out for us. Maybe we should play that.
You nailed it.
And I think we gotta have a big group hug.
No.
Here's a little happy birthday shout-out to Matt and Dave.
Jubilee festivities. We really appreciated having you along with us. I'd like to thank all the people who joined us in the kitchen or by phone. And I'd really like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. All right. Bye-bye. Each episode of Let's Get Baked is created and produced by Matt Dunlap, Dave Ewenson, and Tom Westall at the Allen Street Kitchens in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Original music provided by Brent Randall. For more information, visit our website at www.letsgetbaked.ckdu.ca. Thanks for tuning in. Get out your aprons and preheat your...
Hey, everybody, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin, and I have been away for a couple of weeks, so hold on. I just want to say I'm glad to be back in Vancouver. I did a little bit of an East Coast tour and went to Montreal for a week, just missing the Jazz Festival, of course, and New York for a week, which blew my mind. And I hope that you enjoyed the show swap that was going on at the station while I was gone. I'm hearing that there are some pretty funny people going on and out of their element, and that sounds pretty exciting. So let's just get started here, because I have a little bit of a New York flavor to my show. But before I get on to that, my feature today is Myriodor and their Canadian group. They are from Quebec City, formed in 1980, and their members have switched many times, so I'm not sure if I have these perfectly updated here, but they have François Edmond on violin, flute, keys, and clarinet, Pascal Globensky on keys and guitar, Remy Leclerc on percussion, Sabine Hudson on sax, Dennis Robitaille, guitar, bass, vocals, and Marc Petitclerc, keys. And they have a new violinist, Marie-Soleil Bélanger, on Mecano, which is one of the albums I'm going to be playing. I have two albums here, Mecano, which was released in 2001, and Parade, which was released in 2005. And they're both on Cuneiform Records. So let's see. Let's tell you a bit about them. They played a lot of experimental music festivals, like the one in Victoriaville, Quebec, which actually Kid Koala and Martin Titrio played at, I think it was this last year. And I played that album a few weeks ago. It was really good. So that Victoriaville festival sounds like fun. I think I might check it out next year. So they're a combination of jazz, rock, electric, mixed into an experimental chaos, and on their website it said here, it's a whirlwind of progressive counterpoint, and I thought that was amusing, so I thought I'd tell you. It isn't improvised music, it's meticulously composed, and to put it plainly, even they don't know what kind of music they play. And the first song, I'm going to be playing two right now, the first song I'm going to be playing is called Bugs, followed by, on Parade, Pyramid. Okay, so check out this.
We'll be right back. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Okay, welcome back. So you just heard the future Muriodor, and I'm going to move on to something that I bought in New York. I don't think it has anything to do with New York. In fact, I think this musician is from Chicago. But I was recommending, or someone recommended the music store Other Music to me, and I went in there in New York, and my brain like fell out of my face. I was so excited because they had everything. And so I bought like a lot of CDs, and one of them was this one. It's Bill Dixon's 17 Musicians in Search of a Sound, Darfur. It's a concert at the Vision Festival, the 12th Vision Festival. And it was recorded last June with Bill Dixon's orchestra. And Bill Dixon is a musician, plays trumpet, flugelhorn, and piano. And I think he's getting on in years now. But he was featured in the Canadian documentary Imagine the Sound, along with Cecil Taylor, Archie Shepp, and Paul Blay. So that should be, you should check that out if you find this interesting. And this is the sixth track on that CD, and it is called Scattering of the Following.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. So let's move on back to our feature, Mirroder. I'm going to be playing a song from each of their albums, Meccano and Parade. And the first one I'm playing is Mein Dillian. I'm going to go to the English. Mine of Nothingness. Oh, gosh. Okay, and the second one is called Sleepwalking in Uppsala. So...
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, so here comes the flavor of New York. Thoth is a musician, artist, philosopher, crazy, awesome person that hangs out in Central Park, and we actually got to go see him one of the days. And he has basically invented an entire fantasy world that he... Let's see, what is it called again? His fantasy universe, the world of the Festad, about which he's been writing since he was little. And what he does is he has a violin, bells strapped to his ankles, and a voice like I have never heard a man have a voice like this ever. And he has these operas that he's composed. Sorry, they're called a soul opera, which comes from the word solo, meaning it's only one person, soul meaning sun, and soul homonym for soul, merged with opera. That was weird. So basically, he does these amazing performances and also talks. And let's see, I have something here from that I got from him. I bought one of his CDs, so I'm going to be playing something from the second act of his soul opera called The Herma, The Life and Land of Nullar Inn. Let's see. Okay, he wears a loincloth, basically, which is one of the most like astounding things that most people would think is about him. And here's, what country is your costume from? He says. And he says, some people recognize aspects of ancient pre-Egyptian and Mayan in my costume, but the costume is from the country of my dreams, the Festad. Through experimentation, improvisation, and exploration of clothing, I was led to this costume. And it's really funny, actually, to see. He's just such an amazing person. It's so nice to see someone who is so comfortable with themselves, just putting themselves out there. And he is out there. There is actually a documentary that won an Oscar, I believe, about him. So you can check that out too. Thoth is his name. Anyway, enough gab. I'm going to be playing scene 3 of the second act of his opera, and it's called Hutu. Thank you.
Amador accompanying me, who counsels me to go to Eldar and seek the thigh muscle of Anya to help me learn more about myself?
Of Feria Ista. So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application. Okay, welcome back. Sorry about that. A little bit of brain leaving me for a moment. I have a couple guests in the station today, Anna and Katie. Would you like to say hi?
Hi.
Hey.
And do you have anything to say? Anything you want to say?
I just want to wish Robin's dad a really happy birthday, because I hear it's his birthday today. And it's my first 6 hours in Vancouver ever.
And you like it?
I love it. I love it. Much more than LA, which sucks. Not that I'm from LA. I'm from Montreal, so it's totally different. But Vancouver, so far, I can see why all my friends moved out here. Great. I can see that, yeah.
All right. Well, okay, up next, I'm going to be playing something that's pretty off the radar. And it's music interpreted by the brain. It's another CD I picked up at Other Music in New York. And the recordings on the CD, I'm just reading the back here, were generated from brainwaves produced while listening to a variety of music inside a soundproof chamber. The resulting digital electroencephalogram waveforms were transformed into audible sound waves by neurophysiologist Gareth Spohr. The track titles indicate what was being listened to while they were the readings were being taken. And it was recorded at the University of California, Berkeley Neurophysiology Laboratory. Okay. And let's see. I'm going to be doing music for 18 musicians, also called Pulses. Or it's the Pulses is the track. And it's by Steve Reich, which I think I have played on the show before. So this won't sound anything like it, but it'll be pretty interesting nonetheless. Here it is. Thank you.
Hello. It's the second time I've turned the mics on and not turned on the volume. So just so you know, this is how dumb I am today. Anyway, it's almost the end of the show. 5 o'clock, we have News 101, and then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track. 6 o'clock, Sunday Night Dreams with a Jolly Jan John Tanner, followed by Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay at 7:30, and Gavin Walker's here to do the jazz show at 9 o'clock. And then at midnight, Vengeance is Mine with Trevor Fielding. So that's pretty much it for the show. I have one more track for you music lovers. And I'm going to let Anna do the intro for this.
Not much of an intro, but it's a band that I requested a while ago for Robin to play. And it's a band from where I'm from, which is Montreal. And it's the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra with Charlie Law Band, and it's a really sweet, sweet band, and it was amazing to see them live earlier this year. And for one of their encores, they actually played the track off of their 2005 record, Horses in the Sky, called Hang On to Each Other, and it was breathtaking, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hang on to each other. Hang